Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Lou Rockwell of LouRockwell.com of the Von Mises Institute, one of Ron Paul's right-hand men, is joining us today for another 20 minutes or so. Let's take a few calls in the next segment. Mr. Rockwell, you know, you say people are waking up to the tyranny, and I agree with you. I see an awakening that's exponential. It's parabolic. But the system doesn't care. And it's got a lot of brainwashed paramilitary police on power trips to do what they're told. I remember watching Governor Ridge 6 years ago. Homeland Security just been set up publicly. As we know, Clinton gave speeches about it in 93 and 94. How NORTHCOM, how they wanted to set it up to have army on the streets of America. This has all been planned bipartisan. But the key here is, he said to have a job, you'll have to have an ID card, buy and sell, total control. We're going to track and categorize everything you do. And what you see in the airports, that type of security, it's going to be in the malls, in the bus terminals, in the subways. And now in Boston, New York, Houston, Dallas, they have these Viper teams, federal marshals, others. TSA, as you know, is taking over. And they're saying everyone in New York, everyone in Boston will now be searched. I have pass stations to run security screening test, cutting-edge passive millimeter wave technology. This is the one that scans your naked body, puts it on a hard drive. I mean, it's more human than human. I say more human. It even shows the pores on a woman's breast and your genitalia. Total humiliation. People are going to march their sons and daughters through even, I guess, so the feds will now have a biometric 360 scan of our body. Your comments on that, Lou Rockwell?
Well, you know, we have to remember that the central government is, in effect, a criminal gang that lives off theft by taxation, and it lives off lying by propaganda, and there's no end to what they would like to do to us. So, yes, the nude pictures at the airport and so forth, where they're all, I'm sure, yucking it up and passing things around, it's a peek at what the government is like. But it's, you know, so you sort of think of like the mafia, only the mafia, I don't want to condemn the mafia too much because they actually provide services people want to buy. The government doesn't provide services people want to buy. That's why it wants to use force to get your money. So, this is a bunch that thinks nothing, for example, of killing a million people in Iraq.
And exactly.
Unfortunately, not too many Americans care about that either. They're killing people in Afghanistan. They have these 700 military bases all over the world. And, you know, it's a killing operation as well as a theft operation, the government. So I think we all have to realize that nothing is beyond them. And the only way that we have any chance of holding them back is by teaching ourselves, by learning what's going on, by reading, by watching, and by being observant and just becoming aware of everything.
And not buying any of their tricks. Let's
exactly
talk about some of their
right.
tricks, because they have constant tricks. But for those that don't know, the news only shows you a still image on the screen of your genitalia and says, yeah, you're naked, to set that precedent of humiliation. Taking the shoes off is a submission ritual. I've read their psychological warfare documents on that have been leaked. It's all about training you to be a slave, to answer questions, to be lined up. But what they really have is a 360 naked image of you for their biometric cameras to identify you on the street. Go ahead, Lou.
Well, it's true. And, I, you know, that whole shoe business is, of course, ridiculous. I have a friend who said, thank goodness that guy didn't try a pants bomb, rather than a shoe bomb. So it's, if you go to the airport, you understand exactly how the federal government would like all of society. That is, you're in line, you're subservient. If you even look them in the eye, you're in danger. You have to do everything they say. There's no freedom of speech. And it's all socialized. Of course, it's a socialist. It's the way communism is run. The TSA is a socialist operation, like everything else from the federal government. The Pentagon, these are all socialist operations. And just as like socialism all over the world, national socialism, international socialism, this is a very crude, a brutal bunch. And, you know, they would like us all to be their victims. However, we don't have to be their victims.
Well, what about 10th Amendment challenges to the TSA waddling around with their illegal alien screeners? And that's come out in the news. A lot of them are illegal aliens.
Yeah, well, magnificent 10th Amendment challenges.
Yeah. Stay there. Lou Rockwell, always amazing to talk to Lou Rockwell. Your call's coming up and a lot more. I'm Alex Jones. The InfoWars Money Bomb is in full swing. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank. A wise man once said, if a dog ain't biting, dogs don't bite. This means most people don't really believe a disaster will hit them until it does. The ones who truly understand self-reliance are those who have experienced the devastation of a Midwest ice storm, tornadoes, floods, or the Southeast hurricane season. No matter where you live in our great country, fearless independence and safety means water, food, and an evacuation plan. Find eFoodsDirect.com on the internet. They have a two-month grab-and-go kit that provides more than three super meals a day for 2 months. The cost is about $5 a day. Call 800-409-5633. It will be tempting to eat these foods right now, but each one of us needs to keep one in the car and one next to the door just in case. Call 800-409-5633 or look on the web at eFoodsDirect.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I want to thank all the listeners that are supporting us with the InfoWars Money Bomb, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. This is the day, once a year. Do you want to see us put out three or four more films the caliber of the Obama deception to wake people up? Do you want to see us continue to expand the radio show and make the websites even better? Then buy the books and videos and materials there on the site. But listeners keep saying they want to donate. They keep saying have a money bomb. We're having one. Today's the day, June 11th, 2009, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or InfoWars.com. You can link through it, PrisonPlanet.com as well. And we're going to run this money bomb from 11 a.m. today to 11 a.m. tomorrow. But now is the time to give. It is getting up there at right close to $100,000. And 100% of the money bomb money will go to equipment and upgrades here in the office and hiring more people. Going back to Lou Rockwell and then some of your calls. Lou Rockwell, what do you see happening with, because you're a great political strategist, obviously, in our camp. Where do you see Obama going? Because as the left finds out he lied about secret arrests and rights for detainees, lied about getting out of Iraq and Afghanistan, lied about not hiring lobbyists, lied and said we'll make all the TARP and money and we'll make all the stimulus money public, and then he signs orders to make it secret. I never thought I would see it, but worse than Bill Clinton, worse than other slick lying presidents. I mean, he has got to be the most bold, deceptive liar. And I know I can't really blame him. He literally is the teleprompter president. But the people running him are the most bold liars ever. What do you see happening down the road? Because I see a lot of his support beginning to fall, and they try to have the fake right attacking to get the left to support him just because the fake right's attacking him, kind of in that control left-right paradigm where the two prop each other up. Where do you see that going?
Alex, I think he's going to be a one-term president. I think that as the economy gets worse, as we face hyperinflation, as we face a significantly lower standard of living, and really the average American standard of living has been falling since probably the 1970s because of the Federal Reserve. So we're about to face another huge dip in our ability to support ourselves and our families. Because of that, I think Obama, you know, may very well be a one-term president. I agree with you that his support is evaporating. On the other hand, I think we all, you know, and I'll also mention a friend of mine's rule, sooner or later, every president makes you nostalgic for his predecessor. I mean, I'm even starting to miss Bush a little bit.
Exactly.
On the other hand, we all have to remember that this vast apparatus of the regime, the president's like a sticky face on the lapel of the suit. I mean, they change that smiley face on there when we get to hate the previous one. But this vast apparatus at work, the president is not actually running all of this. There are many other people involved, both in special interest and in the state itself. But I think because of what the Federal Reserve has unleashed with what they've done since last fall, especially, although really since 2001 and since 1998 and since 1913 in another sense, that Obama is going to be deeply undermined. I think they're going to have another candidate. But, you know, whether it's Obama or it's Bush the second or it's Obama the second or Hillary or whatever, it's always going to be a criminal. Anybody who's who is allowed to become president is probably going to be a criminal. But again, they can be resisted. I would say don't put our faith in what politicians are elected, with the one single exception of Ron Paul. I would say he's the only, in a very long time, the only decent politician there is, the only decent public official. So if we could elect Ron Paul, it's quite a different matter. And oh boy. I only wish we could have done that in 2008.
So do you think we should focus more on the counties and cities and states?
We have to focus on localities, on ourselves as individuals. Do we know what we need to know? Have we read books about the Federal Reserve? Do we know about our liberties? Have we read about the case for liberty and the dangers of big government? We have to educate ourselves first and foremost. Then we can have effects on other people. But absolutely, we need to work locally. Forget national elections. I'm sorry to say they have virtually nothing to do with us, and we can't have any influence. We can have influence with the people who like and trust and know us in our own towns and neighborhoods.
Well, I'll tell you, an ace in the hole, and that's why the media is trying to spin it as sedition and rebellion. The states created the federal government, 9th and 10th Amendment. Having 30-plus states move and specifically list gun confiscation, big federal government, signing UN treaties, this is all criminal. To have the states beginning to declare their rightful sovereignty, that is another big solution, and that scares them to death. I've read not just inside Bilderberg Group connections, but later their think tanks putting out exactly what we hear 6 months earlier from our sources then is being put out by their mouthpieces, that they are scared of Ron Paul. They are scared of the student movements. Students finding out it's not about liberal or conservative, it's about freedom and shattering the paradigm. They are scared of states' rights and counties and cities. They are scared to death of the fact that Americans are buying guns at record rates. Not that we're going to have a shooting war, but that the people are, well, look at the polls. We're becoming a pro-Second Amendment culture again, and even liberals are getting into it. I mean, there's a lot to be positive about, Lou, as you're saying, but I see that as the reason the establishment is kind of taking the velvet glove off and bringing the iron fist in a desperate gamble to try to keep us on the reservation.
I know of a gun shop that has a picture of Obama on the wall, and the label underneath says, "World's Greatest Gun Salesman." So just like Clinton was responsible for Americans arming themselves, so was Obama responsible for people arming themselves. So this is, of course, all to the good. But they do fear states' rights. It was the evil first Republican president, Abe Lincoln, who said that the federal government created the states. Just one of the many lies he told. Of course, he used to say the states created the federal government. What a mistake, by the way. But anyway, it's wonderful to see states' rights being discussed again. It's wonderful to see secession being discussed again. They thought they had abolished all of this by force of arms and the bullet and the artillery and so forth in 1865. They didn't. They didn't end the cause of freedom, the cause of secession. notion of decentralization, of local freedoms, as versus a highly centralized state.
What should the Pentagon, and we're going to take a few calls and let you go, what should the Pentagon brass be thinking? I mean, they know there's trillions they've stolen, totally corrupt. The mid-level officers and the non-commissioned officers, I talk to them, and they know that treason's going on. They read the MIAC reports and Homeland Security documents saying veterans are what Homeland Security and NORTHCOM is for. The veterans are beginning to discover that Homeland Security is themselves with a gun in their hand with it to their heads. Just like with Hitler, most of his apparatus was about controlling his own state. Same thing with Mao or the Soviets. Ron Paul getting more money than any other candidate from the military. I think the globalists are really a paper tiger unless they can stage things and trick us into going along with them.
Well, it's actually one of the happy events of, I guess, of just human nature, that within the state and within special interests, they all hate each other's guts. So the FBI hates the CIA. The CIA is far more worried about the FBI than any alleged terrorist coming over here. And that's, you know, they focus the whole Pentagon. The Army hates the Navy. The Air Force hates the Coast Guard or whatever. They all hate each other's guts. They're all focused on each other. Various interest groups, the banks hate Wall Street. They all cooperate together to rip us off, but they all hate each other. And because they all hate each other and are competing with each other and seeking to hurt the other to get themselves more money and more power over us, this is all to our good that there's this infighting.
Again,
so
the genius of
the
founding
infighting
fathers
is great.
Gridlock is good. You're always saying, we want to end the gridlock, a centralized power. But no, that's the opposite of what we want. Absolutely, Lou Rockwell. And that's what the founding fathers talked about, was the separation of powers, to have all these powerful interests coming against each other so they could never combine against the people.
Well, Abraham Lincoln, of course, ended that when he destroyed the original republic and set up what we should really think of as the Second Republic, the Second American Republic, an entirely new form of government, and a bad one.
Yeah, really, it's a centralized kind of imperium of whoever controls D.C.
Well, Robert E. Lee had a very interesting correspondence with Lord Acton after the war, and Acton wrote him, and he said, I'm just heartsick over the fact that you lost, because I know you were fighting the battle of liberty for all of us. And Robert E. Lee wrote back, and he said, because we lost, we will now see the federal government become a despotism at home and an empire overseas. And, of course, that's exactly right.
But those that liked empire in England then cozied up. They said, oh, now we can work with you. Oh, disgusting.
Well, you know, the U.S. is in fact, the greatest empire in the history of the world. It's got far more colonies, far more dependencies. We make the Romans, the British, the rest of them just look like dirt under our feet. We, the U.S. government, is the biggest empire ever to exist. But there are problems in that. There are calculation problems. There's a reason that, for example, they can't build themselves a good-looking memorial anymore. If you take a look at the memorials they build themselves to their various wars and other murderous expeditions there in Washington, the recent ones are all ugly. The FDR memorial is ugly. The World War II memorial is ugly. The Korean War memorial is ugly. The Vietnam War memorial is quite a striking thing, but that was built outside the government, and the whole national media hated it and so forth. But if you look at the things the federal government is doing, whether it's the stuff in New Orleans after the hurricane, everything they do is a disaster. So the bigger the thing becomes, the less efficient it becomes, the more bureaucratic it becomes. It's like a great beast stumbling around half blinded. If you end up under one of its feet, you're dead. But it is possible to avoid the feet.
So it's like Frankenstein.
Well, it is like Frankenstein. Yeah, only Frankenstein didn't take our money.
And it had little billions of little SWAT teams that like fall off of it like fleas to run out and, you know, little nanobots. And I meant to get to calls, but we ran out of time. I'll take your calls coming up, folks. And we got Cindy Sheehan later in studio, since she's here in Austin, get her take on the Democrats and how they've certainly betrayed what they said they would do. So that is coming up. Lou Rockwell, LouRockwell.com. Always great to have you on. I hadn't had you on in years. You were on with Burmese a few weeks ago, and hopefully start having you up on a routine basis. Thank you for all you do, sir.
Alex, thank you, sir.
There he goes, Lou Rockwell. I will remind the listeners, we are in the middle, and it is going great. Looks like we may hit that goal, but it's up to you, of $250,000 to expand the studios, buy new equipment, get more webmasters, get more video editors, and double our game here in the face of the globalists. Hey, if we don't do it, who else will? So people say they want to support us. Step up to the plate, folks. InfoWars, MoneyBomb.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Phone lines for a while. I had to break down all that Glenn Beck treason and the rest of it. Taking some of your calls right now. That Cindy Sheehan's going to be in studio with us about 30, 40 minutes. Then we're going to take more calls. It is the second annual InfoWars.com Money Bomb. We're getting right up there at $100,000, ladies and gentlemen. This is very, very exciting. Thank you so much for all the support. We're going to do a lot of great things with it. Let's go ahead and talk to Saeed, I believe, in New Jersey. Thanks for holding, Saeed. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Basically, I just was calling. I'm a little behind on your podcast, but I just was calling to commend you on your show last Thursday, because I'm used to listening to guys that don't really have a good understanding of history. So you pretty much broke it down. And I just want to add my two cents. And basically, I just was wanted to cover about the Wahhabis.
And yes, go ahead. That's the go ahead.
Basically, I just was going to cover that the Wahhabis are actually a splinter cell from the traditional Sunni element. And
oh, sure. I mean, I'm sorry if I didn't make it clear. I was just giving Americans kind of the basic. Yeah, but that's a subgroup out of Saudi Arabia.
Right. And basically, this group, there's one document that a lot of people don't realize was published, and it was published by a guy. I believe his last name was Hempfer. You can Google that. And it was actually his document, and he was a spy around the late 1600s, early 1700s, who had gone into Saudi Arabia, learned Farsi, Turkish, Arabic, and he was looking for someone to basically uprise. And he had found this guy by the name of Abdul Wahhab.
Well, stop there, because I am aware of this. This is mainline British history. And for those that don't know, this is how empires would come in and colonize, if they would set up a group to uprise if they wanted to overthrow a government or work with a government to suppress if they would. And yes, going back to this tribe, I simplified it with Lawrence of Arabia, the real alliance being made, Saudi Arabia having its lines drawn with Lawrence of Arabia. But yes, the House of Saud works for the New World Order. But go ahead.
Right. And so this guy basically, you know, he uprose. They found, you know, an element that was against the Turks. And, you know, so this started basically what I'm trying to explain to people around the 1700s. And, you know, in there, before this, there really wasn't, you know, a lot of the media I'm watching claim, you know, oh, Sunnis kill Shias or Shias kill Sunnis. And even what's going on right now in Iraq, the Shias realize that this isn't the Sunni element that's doing this. This is the Wahhabi element that's doing this. And basically, what McCain was saying during the election when he was talking about this troop surge and, you know, the great success that's happened, basically it had nothing to do with the troop surge. It had to do with the Sunni groups trying to oust the Wahhabis. So
no, absolutely. I mean, that's really on record, even in mainline news. It's just buried, yes.
Right, and now basically what I'm trying to explain is the same thing is going on right now in Pakistan, where now you hear about these tribal militias are coming together and, you know, uprising against, you know, this Wahhabi element of the Taliban. And if you wanted to look this up, there's actually two really good books. One is by Stephen Schwartz. It's called The Two Faces of Islam, and it discusses the traditional Sunnis and the Wahhabi split. And the document I'm talking about, the actual diary of, I believe his first name is Brian Hempfer, it's called Confessions of a British Spy. And I think you can probably find that on PDF file if you look that up.
And yeah, I believe it's later than the 1600s. It's the 1700s, I believe. But yeah, no, I've read it.
Right. And
this is taught in mainline history of the Middle East courses. And
right.
I've separately years ago bought a bunch of on DVD, you know, and before that on audio cassette, history of the Middle East, and I bought some on history of Islam, history of Greece, just basic stuff. And that's all really pretty much admitted. And see, anytime you try to get a government that tries to build up, I'm not defending Saddam Hussein, but the point is, they used him to get in power, then he actually tried to build Iraq up, so they took him down. I'm not saying he was a good guy. The issue is, the Serbs aren't good guys either, you know, the Serb leadership, but they're not under New World Order control, so they're taken down. And so that's what they do. They play one country off against the next, and as soon as they were done with Iraq, attacking Iran, they took down Iraq. And it just goes on. It's so dastardly. And now they've got these 5,000 Iraqis here that they're going to blame on probably Shiites, because they never blame it on the precious, you know, Saudi Arabian Wahhabist. And then, or they may try to blame it on the Sunnis. You're absolutely right. It's all about setups. How many Arabs or Muslims understand this?
Well, it's kind of crazy because the mainstream media feeds off the ignorance. So they try to find these disgruntled Wahhabis, and they throw them on the news or whatever. And basically, the majority of the people that worship at the mosque, they believe in the same liberties that Christians and Jews believe in. They don't want their rights taken away. They don't want other people's rights taken away. The Quran makes it very clear that, you know, you can't spill the blood of innocent people, men, women, children, elderly.
No, absolutely. The globalists promote the radical Islam just like they promote everything else that'll destabilize.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Okay, we got Cindy Sheehan in studio with us right now for the next 45 minutes or so. I'm going to open the phones up again. We'll open the phones up while she's here with us, but not in this segment. Everybody that's patiently holding on the line, the toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Look, 12 months ago, we had listeners have the idea for a money bomb. They saw Ron Paul do it. They saw Democrats do it. They saw Republicans do it. Tens of millions of dollars raised. And they said, Alex, you need to get a bigger studio, get bigger offices, make more films. You need to do a TV show. You need to get on DirecTV Dish. Well, this is what we did in a year. It took me 3 months to find a studio after the money bomb. That's pretty quick. You know, find a building, 7,800 square feet, a couple months to get moved in, to get it renovated, a couple months to build the studios. We've been in here about 5-6 months. And we built the radio/TV studios, and I thought I'd build a little studio out there for TV, but it's not really big enough, I've been told. It's very small out there. We did a tour in the videos on InfoWars of me explaining that. And the space right next to us is available, and unfortunately, but also fortunately, because the economy's imploding, it's the same amount of square feet as this, but for about 35-40% of the cost. 7,000 plus square feet for $3,000 a month. So we've already got enough from the money bomb to do that, but we're in negotiations with them, and then when they figure out you want it, then they, you know, but we're probably getting the space right next to us. We may get something else in this complex. The point is already $100,000 has come in. It's up on the board. You can watch it changing every few minutes as it goes up at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. But our bandwidth a year costs over $300,000, and that's very inexpensive bandwidth we're buying from big CDNs. Same folks Google gets theirs from. That's how big we've gotten, $30,000 a month in bandwidth. That's about $22,000 in bandwidth, and then IT total. It's about $30,000 a month. That is a very hard nut to crack, and I don't like getting up here on the air every day and this product, that product, get this, get that, but that's what funds us. You know, I put my films out for free, and that's why they go so viral, is because I put them out for free and I promote they're free. Endgame, The Obama Deception, Truth Rising, Terror Storm. These are the number one films online, week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out. Well, we're going to start putting out more and more films, and we're going to get more aggressive and hire a couple more video editors, a couple more webmasters, get a bigger space, do the full TV deal. And, you know, fund that with other funds I have coming in. $250,000 is very small. Most real studios, each camera is $50,000. You only have four cameras, so that's $200,000 right there. We've got little $4,000, $5,000 cameras, but we're doing it on the cheaps. The issue is we need $250,000 minimum to be able to really go to the next level. And hopefully folks are going to do that. It looks like you are stepping up to the plate. But the P.O. box is up there. You can still mail stuff to us. You can call the toll-free number to donate. Today, this is running through from 11 a.m. today to 11 a.m. tomorrow, and almost $100,000 has come in just the last few hours. Very, very exciting. So God bless you. I thank you. We're not the government that takes your money and then gives it to bomb makers and pays three times what a cruise missile's worth to GE that owns NBC, and then NBC puts out pro-war propaganda. See, that's government paid for. Or the open government money that is paid tens of billions a year for propaganda and fake media by both political parties. We're here asking for the support, and you are stepping up to the plate. So I want to thank all of you that have donated, and I want to encourage all of you out there. Who else is fighting this hard? Who else has this big of an effect? Nobody like InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and the films and books and all the things we do and all the things we've expanded here. So I want to thank all of you that have supported us, the PrisonPlanet.tv members, folks that have bought the books and videos, people that support the sponsors, and people that give only once a year Money Bomb. This is our second annual. And I want to thank listeners like Eric Nordstrom that had the idea to do this a year ago, because in the past I would shrink from asking for money, and I kind of like staying small and didn't like the responsibility. Now I've decided just to go all the way, grow as fast as I can, do as much as I can, reach as many people as I can, and pump all the profits right back into expanding our fight against the globalists and the New World Order, because my children have no future, and your children have no future. None of us have any future if we don't turn this around. So InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or InfoWars.com. Link through and give in the June 11th, 2009 Money Bomb. It is going right now. I'm going to do an hour of overdrive today to take calls just on the Money Bomb from listeners. So we'll be going live till 4 o'clock Central Standard Time today. And I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, sitting in the command chair with Jason Burmes, 9 to midnight tonight, dealing with the Money Bomb as well and covering all this other insane news I haven't even gotten to yet. But I do want to thank all of you from the bottom of my heart for your support with this Money Bomb. Cindy Sheehan, you know, I Genesis was one of the first places when you first got started, I remember, before you were in the newspaper, to interview you about your trek. And you're another example of what a motivated person whose heart and mind's in the right place can do. And you were that focal point that really made the war unpopular. If people can touch one zeitgeist or, you know, one pillar, one point, you know, one Rosetta Stone that really exposed this war, it's Cindy Sheehan and her great supporters in your story. The other problem and sad problem is if anybody can touch a zeitgeist or a keystone and say what has allowed it to continue and actually expand and really destroyed a lot of your work is Barack Obama. And I want to get your take on that statement I just made, but it's great to have you here with us.
Oh, Alex, it's nice to be finally in studio with you.
It is good. I mean, I feel like I know. I mean, I've met you many times on the road and at Crawford and Denver and California and places, but to be here now in studio with you is so great. You've got the floor, but I'd like you to speak about the statement I just made about the parties, mm-hmm. the betrayal, the false hope, where this country's going.
Well, of course, I think you're perfectly correct when you say that. I think in the summer of 2005, many people recognized that that was going to be, you know, the point that the the popularity of the war of George Bush was going to turn. It was going to turn there.
The tipping point.
Right, the tipping point, right. And so many organizations came out to try and co-opt that movement, and they did co-opt the movement. MoveOn.org is one of the biggest organizations. It is the biggest organization that came out and co-opted it and used it to just elect Democrats. And now we see we have a...
And by the way, I'm just interrupting. They gave you a chance to sell out, didn't they?
They did, and I refused.
Now, see, that, and in the end, they will be known for what they truly are, George Soros' minions, and you'll be known as a true humanitarian. But I'm sorry for interrupting.
No,
I mean,
okay.
Maybe you should talk about what happened and how they used you, but as soon as they were about to get their Rahm Emanuel, his cynically laughed, yeah, we got elected on anti-war, we're pro, even more, in some cases, more pro-war than Bush.
Right.
Explain that to people.
Well, they did. MoveOn did give me a chance to sell out my position on troops home immediately and completely. And it was in my trailer in Crawford, Texas, one of the last days of Camp Casey. And, of course, I refused them, and so they cut all ties with me.
Describe that story for those that don't know. This is key.
Right. Well,
this is history.
Yeah, well...
I mean, the war is collapsing.
Uh-huh.
You know, 80% are against it. It's totally a fraud. Millions dead. And... Bush has tried to demonize you. The neocons had it. It failed. And then here come the Judas goats. Tell people that story.
Well, then, they sent out their big guns from Washington, D.C. to try and convince me to support, you know, a troops home eventually bill that the Democrats were trying to push through. And me and the very dedicated people, we refused to support that. And we wanted to keep our... our position of troops out completely. And now we know that the Democrats were only co-opting Camp Casey to get back in power. They had no intention of ending the war. Just look what's happening right now. Nancy Pelosi is literally browbeating her caucus to vote for the war funding because every Republican's going to vote against it. And so she needs every Democratic vote. But 51 Democrats voted against it last week. So she's browbeating all those people to fund the war. And we have a Democratic Senate, a Democratic Congress, and a Democratic presidency, and we're still going in the same direction. And so I left the Democratic Party because I saw that they were the same as a Republican Party and ran against Nancy Pelosi in her district as an independent. And the system is definitely stacked against us and our voices, for sure.
Yeah, that was a rigged deal.
Yeah, no kidding. So I'm more into, you were talking about before, you just mentioned something, that there's really no left or right. There's no liberal or conservative. Those things, those labels don't make sense anymore at all. If Obama's left, then what am I? If Hillary's left, then what am I? You know, if you're far right, then what is... Bill O'Reilly. You know, these labels just don't make sense to us anymore. So, Alex, I want to ask you a question because I do have my own radio show now also. So a lot of times I get to ask questions.
Oh, good. Yeah. I like being interviewed. I should do better when I get interviewed. Yeah.
I'm going to be on the air in Dallas on Sundays at 3 now. So I'm very excited about that.
Oh, good.
On Rational Radio. Yeah, they need to hear this voice. What do you call yourself? What do you call yourself? You know, politically, economically, socially?
Anti-slavery. I don't want to be under corporate slavery, government slavery. I understand anything big that's undemocratic and unlibertarian is going to be hijacked by special interest. And so I'm pro-education. I want people to know how the world really works. And I want the Ten Amendments. I want them all.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there may have been differences in the parties before, and there weren't sometimes in history, but now there certainly isn't. And special interest, I mean, we've had Democratic and Republican leaders in the House and Senate come out and say that foreign banks, offshore banks, they're not even foreign, they're offshore, they have no country, pirates. Pirates are on the sea, they're not in any nation.
Right, right.
That they own and run Congress completely.
Well, one of our senators just said that a couple of weeks ago, right? It was Carl Levin said, was it Carl Levin?
He said it.
He said bankers still own Congress. That's what he said, and he told the truth. But now I have another question for you. You don't ever advocate any violence, do you?
No.
I've never heard you advocate any violence. I wouldn't be on your show.
What people say I do?
Yeah, you know, I've heard that I think because you said you support all the amendments from 1 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the problem in our country. we think that we can pick and choose what amendments that we like, and then we don't have to like the other ones. I don't like guns. I hate guns. I don't own guns, but the Second Amendment gives us the right to keep and bear arms, doesn't it?
Yes.
And, you know, all the amendments have laws that have passed to restrict the amendments, and as long as they're not too draconian. But the thing is that we are trying to support this Constitution that our leaders and the banks and the corporations have destroyed.
Well, that's what they do. They sell one person, one group, on getting rid of this one, and then let's get rid of that one, or let's restrict this one, let's restrict that one. And pretty soon they're all gone. But no, that's what they do, and that's the new media tactic, is that take 9/11 truth. Never anything violent, never did anything wrong. And for 2 years I would see Fox, CNN, MSNBC say 9/11 truthers are violent. They work with Al-Qaeda. They need to be arrested. That's Glenn Beck.
They say that about me, too.
So I'm
an Al-Qaeda supporter because I want peace.
Exactly. So yeah. Now this horrible, deranged 88-year-old World War II vet, that doesn't mean all World War II vets support killing people at the Holocaust Memorial.
Right.
Well, just like because the guy supposedly signed a 9/11 petition, there's been hundreds of those, and this one had 16,000 signatures, that now Glenn Beck said, quote, that 9/11 truth sees him as a hero because he signed a petition. No one ever said that. It's pure guilt by association, and that's pure intimidation just to get us off kilter. Let's talk about this media, left and right, that supported the murder of over a million Iraqis.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about, see, they always want to get it off of them and onto us when clearly there's torture going on. Clearly, Obama said he wouldn't hire any lobbyists, and that's all he did.
Right.
Clearly, he said he was going to make all the bailout money and the stimulus money public, mm-hmm. and he's made it secret.
Right.
So, you know, clearly, this guy is on the telephone, they admit, every week with Bush still.
Right.
I mean, this is you saw him hugging and kissing, right, literally, when he got on the helicopter, and I'll call you next week. I was reading their lips.
Yeah.
I mean, you could see it. And this is a big sick joke in keeping all the Bush's people and Clinton's people coming
right.
in.
Right.
I mean, talk about false hope. You know, that's like kidnapping a little kid with a hope he's going to get some candy when he gets in the van.
Right.
And then now the little kid's kidnapped. It hasn't dawned on him yet. He's in the car with a monster.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got a lot of Democrats now are saying, what's wrong with torture? What's wrong with secret arrest? What's wrong with, you know, keeping the war going? And so, of course, they've got to say we're immoral or we're violent.
And that's what's wrong with the so-called anti-war movement. They're only an anti-Republican war movement. And Obama has put half of the country to sleep thinking that if he's doing it, it's okay.
Cindy, let's talk about Obama. And I mean, I'd like to hear in your own words. I've heard you talk about the two parties being twins and mm-hmm. challenging Democrats. A lot of them are getting disillusioned as approval ratings dropped. But the Democrats said, well, what are we going to do? Put a Republican in. No, what we do is make it about issues and say we're not voting for anybody that supports the war.
Right.
And that we're going to try to impeach anybody that doesn't sign a pledge that when you get elected, you're going to vote against it. And it's like that on all these issues where the people are all over here, and whatever the people want happens to be also in the Bill of Rights Constitution on most issues. And then over here, the government's always doing the opposite. So, I mean, call them out here on air. I mean, mm-hmm. looking at the camera out there, what does Cindy Sheehan say to these Democrats? Because I've been out on the streets talking to them, and they say, first it was, he's God, he's going to fix it all. Now it's, I know he had to lie to get in, but at least he's not Bush.
Well, you know what? But that's true. He's not Bush. Who is? Bush is Bush. But he's continuing the policies of Bush. I have people on the so-called right email me and say, you're a hypocrite because you oppose Bush's wars, but you don't oppose Obama's wars. They're doing the same thing. And I say, first of all, I do oppose Obama's wars, but you're the hypocrite if you don't support Obama's wars because you supported Bush wars. But now on the Democratic left, it's the same thing. If you oppose Bush's policies and you support Obama's, that's hypocritical. And that's what allows our leaders to literally get away with murder.
That's it.
Murder and torture.
They play us off in this left-right paradigm.
Right.
It's like tag team wrestling, but they're both owned by the same company.
It's a game. You know, and then the Democrats were really upset with Obama when he voted for the FISA legislation, but they won't go so far to say, I'm going to withhold my vote from you. You didn't earn my vote. I'm going to vote for somebody who stands up for the Constitution, somebody who stands up for our rights, like Cynthia McKinney or Ralph Nader. That would be the Democrats' choice, right? The Republicans would have had the choice of Ron Paul. call. And so they don't, but they don't do that because they believe in this Democrat-Republican paradigm. So the Democrats just very arrogantly say, who are you going to vote for? You're going to vote for McCain? You know, like that's the only two choices. That our only two choices were McCain or Obama. And in reality, those are the only two choices. Those are the only two people that are going to win. And that's,
and they're really on the same team working against the people. In fact, I see this constantly.
Yeah, absolutely.
In hundreds of emails and calls, and I look at, say, the Obama deception on YouTube. There's a version with 2.5 million views. And I'll check it once they just see what the comments are. And usually it's, you're just a racist that doesn't like black people.
Oh, yeah.
And then you click on their channel, it's always a white guy saying it. And it gets worse, kind of a high and mighty thing, you know. But then it's worse. They say, oh, you didn't bash Bush when he was doing all this. And they don't even know that all I did was go after Bush.
That's not true because we're going after the policies and the principles, not the person, right? So now it's when we went to George Bush's home in Preston Hollow in Dallas on Monday to protest him, I got as much crap from the left, the so-called left, as I did from the right. Because
they wanted to stay there. They want, let me guess, they want it all to end.
They do.
They want to shut up about the war, move on, feel good about themselves.
Right.
Why the Iraqis die. Stay with us.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the bailout group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the bailout group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the bailout group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The bailout group.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Started a new radio show. Tell us about that. Calls are coming up in the next half hour. But first off, you went to our beloved president,
George W. Bush, because that's what the Obama people say now. You love Bush. Cindy Sheehan loves Bush. Alex Jones loves Bush. When you criticize Obama, you're a right-winger. So as a right-wing extremist, even though you say you're against the left and right paradigm, but for Move On and George Soros, you went to protest your dear leader, George W. Bush. Tell us about that in Dallas.
Well, of course, we just want accountability. We want the Obama administration to appoint a special prosecutor. But the people on the left are screaming because they do. They just say, let's move forward. Let's forget about the last 8 years. But we can't move forward. We can't heal. We can't be anywhere near healthy if we don't hold these people accountable. But the thing the left, the so-called left, wants to stop my voice about is that Obama is doing the exact same thing. So if it was wrong under Bush, and if they were war crimes and crimes against the Constitution under George Bush, then they're war crimes and crimes against the Constitution under Barack Obama. So, and then the right has always been against me. So, you know, they had the same criticisms of being anti-American. They claim to be so patriotic, hold their flags and wear their little lapel pins, but they want to deny me my First Amendment right.
Well, look at the Democrats. They are just as warmongering because they're bought and paid for by the same military-industrial banking complex.
Right.
I mean, look at Clinton in Serbia. Look at LBJ in Vietnam. I mean, go back. It's really a fraud. They want to feel like they're good, feel like they're liberal, feel like they're anti-war. But in a way, that's even worse because then people don't mount a resistance. When it's Bush arrogantly walking around with a chainsaw and a cowboy hat, acting tough, scared of cows and horses, it's obviously outrageous and disgusting.
Right.
But when it's Obama reading off a teleprompter and slick and,
right.
you know, he's got a, you know,
he's
bounding around. Yeah.
He can read a pretty speech. But he's obviously going this way and reading, and he knows how to deliver a speech that somebody wrote for him. But all they are is pretty words. You know, his actions are speaking way louder than his words. We're killing more people in Pakistan, displacing people in Pakistan. Afghanistan is increasing. May was the deadliest month for Iraq, for our soldiers and for the Iraqi people in months. And you know, his other policies of continuing military commissions you know, the FISA Modernization Act. Everything is pointing towards just a complete, you know, fascistic takeover of by our government.
Yeah, how about that?
It hasn't already happened.
Start over is uninterrupted, but absolutely, you know, they go from we're not spying on you without warrants to, oh, it's only for Al-Qaeda, to, yeah, we're listening and reading everything, and federal courts and Congress say they can do it, and now they're going to put body scanners on the streets of America. Literally, living in America is going to be like living in an airport, they admit.
Right.
I mean, this is a hellish system.
It is. You know, I can't even stand to go to the airport, and I fly a lot. So oppressive. It's police state oppression, and people just blindly follow it like sheeple, going, it's keeping us safe, it's keeping us safe, it's keeping us safe. But it's keeping us safe at what expense? You know, expense to our liberties.
Well, plus we know there's a history of some of this terror being staged.
Right. Well, you know, and it's a long history. It didn't just start on 9/11. You know, it's a long history in our government of exploiting or causing tragedies or lying about tragedies like the Gulf of Tonkin, you know.
The government doesn't lie, Cindy.
That, you know what?
What?
That's about all the government does.
I've never heard something that preposterous. What? They lie? We're going to come back in 70 seconds, Cindy. Stay there. We're going to start the final hour of the show, the official show, but internet only at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm going to do a fifth hour today, so stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.